And finally, the fourth great vow, may I lead all beings to Buddhahood. And this, of course, is the ultimate aim. And this the Bodhisattva does by teaching, by example, and also, we may say, by silent communication of his influence. Now, such are the four great vows. Let me just briefly recapitulate them so that they're perhaps more firmly fixed in our minds. First, may I deliver all beings from difficulties. Two, may I eradicate all passions. Three, may I master all dharmas. Four, may I lead all beings to Buddhahood. So perhaps now we're in a position to understand something at least of the implications of these four great vows. They're recited daily in all centers of Mahayana Buddhism, and they together constitute, these four great vows together constitute the heart of the Mahayana, the heart even, we may say, of Buddhism itself. And together they constitute the Bodhisattva vow. In other words, they constitute the concrete, practical expression of the bodhicitta in terms of the life and the work of the individual bodhisattva, and thus constitute the foundation of his whole subsequent spiritual career.